Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, July 31st, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We want to share this message to encourage you. We call the message today, Ending Well. The scripture text is from Acts 20, verse 36 to 38.
When he had said this, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. They all wept as they embraced him and kissed him. What grieved them most was his statement that they would never see his face again. Then they accompanied him to the ship.
Yesterday we ended a nearly 10-month assignment in a local church where I've been serving as interim pastor. They have selected a long-term pastor and he will begin serving this week. We've been there long enough that the final service was a meaningful time, similar to the other three churches that we pastored during our 25 years of pastoral ministry. We concluded the service by kneeling around the altar as I prayed for the congregation. One early lesson I learned in life and have sought to practice all throughout is to end well. I believe this should apply to all our relationships in life, but especially to our spiritual ones. Our daily verse may seem a bit unusual without its fuller context. Paul had just preached a dynamic sermon to the Ephesian elders, a moving and challenging farewell before his trip to Jerusalem. In fact, I've used this portion of scripture in bidding farewell on our final Sunday in each church I've pastored, and I did so again yesterday.
In this portion of scripture, Paul had stated that they would never see his face again, verse 25, and this especially gripped their hearts, causing them emotional distress. However, Paul did keep contact with this church through his letter to the Ephesians. Following Paul's message, we have one of the greatest farewell experiences recorded in Scripture.
After his message, they knelt and prayed together, and they all wept as they embraced him and kissed him. Can you picture this wonderful scene in your mind? Have you had similar experiences in life? I sure hope so.
What really moved the group to tears was a statement that Paul had made in the sermon that he would never see them again. Consider how we would react in the fellowship transactions of life if we knew we would never see someone again. Normally, except in the case of gathering around a deathbed, we anticipate that sometime in the future we will meet together again.
I'm sure we would go to extraordinary means to express our love and to show how much that person had meant to us if it was a final goodbye. The fact is, we really don't know when we bid a loved one farewell, whether we will see them again, at least on this side of eternity. I don't want to seem morbid, but that's a fact of life. I want to live in such a way that those who mean so much to me know of my love and appreciation, not just during farewells. I encourage you to live the same way.
Let's pray together. Jesus, thank you for the dear friends who've brought vibrant color to our lives in various ways. Those who simply warm our hearts, others who've taught us by their example, and still others who've helped carry our burdens along the way. So many of them were a part of our lives for only a season, but the duration of their influence is ongoing. Though we've had to bid farewell to so many through death or separation, I'm heartened by your promise that you will never leave us or forsake us. No matter what season or calamity we may face, your enduring presence and your daily provision will see us through to the other side. Thank you for being a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Just a little additional note here today. I was thinking about Paul and his close relationships with the people, the congregations he served, and some thoughts came to mind regarding the character traits that he offered as a friend to his fellow believers and as a servant of God. He was a person who did not tell the people just what they wanted to hear, but he did speak forth what God wanted them to hear. He held fellow believers accountable for their actions and attitudes. He also identified with their weaknesses rather than quickly condemning their behavior, though he did not compromise the truth and standards of the gospel. And he wrote with such affection. His love for the people was always apparent from the beginning of the letter to the end of it as well.
Thanks for that prayer and thought, Brooksine. See, our time is moving along with this podcast. We normally try not to make it too long. There are a lot of additional materials on the website today. I have a little bit more exposition, actually, on a couple of phrases that I didn't comment on in the body of the message. And then a rather lengthy update concerning our lives, as we call this our next chapter. As we shared yesterday, a PowerPoint presentation with photos I had taken during our time of service in this church, using themed music as a background. And one of the songs I used was Friends, and that has a line that states, "A chapter in your life is due." And that's how it is for us. We're at a point of some uncertainty regarding direction and praying, seeking the Lord. I give an update on that. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. If you are listening to this podcast the 31st of July, you can read that update. We encourage you to do so. If any other day, just use the archives to move back to July 31st. And we just share about what we have planned for our lives, the various venues of ministry we have, but we do want to primarily continue to develop this online ministry. We found it so rewarding. We do give an opportunity for any that might want to support our ministry, an opportunity to do so. I'm excited about a new feature I've just developed, is a screensaver I've made using photos from my desktop collection, my very best pictures that have scriptures overlaid on them. And I learned how to make screensavers, and any that would choose to provide an offering to the ministry, I want to provide ability to download or send a CD to them with both these screensavers and all of my desktop photos. I have a link up today to the song Friends, if you'd be interested in looking at it. And there are also a couple of photos on the site today. One of a stop we made yesterday on the way back from the church. We had a picnic, a long afternoon picnic following the service, and then we stopped at a shoe. And there's a cute picture I took of Brooksine and Esther in front of a big shoe, and you can read the explanation on that, as well as a plate of homegrown tomatoes Brooksine fixed me for breakfast. Have a blessed day today. Stay faithful and encouraged.